KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Welcome into ABQ Connect, our final segment today. Spending some time with the staff from the Gutierrez Hummel House in the South Valley. We welcome David onto the broadcast. David, welcome in.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Great to be here.
Well, I told you when we spoke on the phone, and I'll tell the listeners, I've been to the Gutierrez Hummel House actually a couple of times, even today, as we were talking about it coming into the show, I was telling our other guests, are you familiar with it? It's just such rich, rich history right here in Albuquerque in the South Valley that so many people are not aware of. So many people aware of, you know, Old Town and some other places that are great as far as the heritage here in New Mexico. But for those unfamiliar with the Gutierrez Hummel House, what would you tell someone if they said, what, you work where?
Right. It's really a unique property. It's, as you mentioned, it's owned and operated by Bernalillo County Open Space, and it includes Bernalillo County Open Space. There's about 17 properties, and they're all quite unique in their own right. But this is the only open space property, the Gutierrez Hummel House, and the Gutierrez open space that has it's 16 almost 16 acres of open space. It's quite pretty. There's a 0.8-mile acequia walk, and there's some active agricultural heritage, which was part of why it was set aside as well. But then there's this historic house museum, which is unusual. None of the other open space properties have that, so it's really an extraordinary site. The house itself was built in the mid-1850s and represents a marriage, a literal marriage in 1849 of Juliano Gutierrez and James Hummel. And I could say more about them. They're quite fascinating. And it's just a really pretty property. And it's also, it was saved, which is also an interesting part of the story. The Bernalillo County purchased the property and the house in 2000, and it was in really rough shape, sometimes called Hummel rubble. And then there was about a 7 year of intensive rehabilitation and restoration of the home. But it's really a beautiful example of adobe architecture. It's built in the territorial style, and there's not a lot of really great examples any longer of a territorial adobe home, and so a lot of people are very interested in the history, as well as the architecture, as well as the agricultural history that took place here, and that, as I mentioned, we're trying to preserve on the property today.
Yeah, you know what really drew me, David, when I took the tour originally, and this was pre-COVID, I was very involved with business networking and someone I knew from that. I want to say it was a docent at, is that what you call him? At the museum. And, which by the way, we haven't mentioned, it's on Isleta Boulevard, south of Don Felipe Road, in Albuquerque. And part of the reason we're having you on is the open house that's happening this Saturday morning from 10 until noon. So just a couple hours for that open house this Saturday, but there'll be other opportunities. And I think what a lot of our listeners may not even be aware of, this history stuff is so cool. It's situated along El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, that's Isleta Boulevard, which is, get this, the oldest continuously used European roadway in North America. That's so cool. When nothing was out there, David, I mean, this was a stagecoach stop, a post office, a general store, and all that is visible when you do the tour.
That's right. And the house itself architecturally is oriented towards the El Camino Real. And that roadway was really central to their trading operations. You mentioned that the house was originally built in the 1850s, and then by the late 1860s, they added a mercantile wing. And actually, both the James's wife, Juliana, her family had long ties to trading along the El Camino Real. And James himself, who was actually a Connecticut Yankee. He was trading on the Santa Fe Trail, and then later when they got married, then set up operations at the Gutierrez Hubble House. And so, yeah, that roadway, the El Camino Real, was just central to their whole livelihood with trading and connection to the outside world. Of course, 1850s,
yeah,
1860s, you know, New Mexico was pretty remote.
Yeah, and now people considering doing this weekend, Saturday morning from 10 till noon. David, tell them about parking. Tell them what they'll expect during those 2 hours. Is it just kind of peruse the house, or will they have tours?
So we are located at 6029 Isleta Boulevard, Southwest, as you mentioned, in Albuquerque's South Valley. And we're going to have the parking. It should be pretty obvious that address will take you right to our parking lot. And we have plenty of parking, and we're going to have an overflow parking lot open. And it's kind of an informal event. The summer open house is just an opportunity to welcome the public to the site. It turns out that May is New Mexico's Heritage Preservation Month, so we're kind of rolling it into that. We had some roof damage some time ago that we had to close one of the museum rooms, and then we finally got the roof repaired, and then we're able to repair some adobe walls. And so we're kind of celebrating a kind of partial reopening, and again, kind of just an excuse to welcome the public to the site.
Good. So is this Saturday, is it a no-cost event? I mean, I'm sure there's opportunity for for donation for this nonprofit, but it is a free event.
Absolutely, yeah. There'll be some light refreshments and some music, and it's a totally free event. There is a nonprofit group, a friends group, the Gutierrez Hubble House Alliance, who support us and will be also helping organize this event. And they graciously accept donations.
Very good.
But it's a totally free event.
Okay. And David, it's not like a once a year open house and that's it. There's all kinds of opportunity throughout the year to go down and check out the Gutierrez Hubble House and other times of the year. What are some of the, we got about a minute, but some of the other events that you kind of expect through the year?
Yes, and all of our events are posted on Bernalillo County's website, and that's a good way to see what's happening here. And then we also have an easy way through our website to subscribe to a newsletter that'll keep you abreast on our activities.
And you guys got a great Facebook page too.
That's right, and that's maintained by the Alliance, the nonprofit friends group, and we work very closely with them, and so they'll have all our events as well. So those are good ways to stay in touch with what we're planning. We're known for the Muertos y Marigold event, and we're going to have that again for sure.
Okay, well, I'll encourage our listeners, David, to again, go to the Bernalillo County website to find out more about that. We'll have to have you back on for those events. We're out of time, but thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, the Gutierrez Hubble House on South Isleta this Saturday from 10 till noon, open house. Great family outing to go check out. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.